he'd find it in time, or he wouldn't. I told Wildbrand, "Long as we're standing around not doing anything, why don't we get some ropes down there so we can hoist my buddies up?" Silent was on his feet now, but looked like he was only maybe 10% in this world. In fact, he looked like a lunatic, foaming at the mouth. Wildbrand looked at me like I had brain fever if I thought she was going to lift a finger to save any rebel. I reminded her, "We got a whole gang of hungry wind whales up there." Scar flashed away to cue the nearest. It started dropping. Scar reappeared, chuckling. Wildbrand gave me a classic dirty look, put some of her boys to work on one of the cranes that had been used to pull the wall apart. I yelled at Silent, "Get ready to come up!" He ignored me. He was getting ready to give the limper thing some kind of surprise. Old Man Bowmans yelled, cut loose with his best shot, and tried to dive out of the way all at the same time. None of it did him any good. The thing smashed into him, flowed over him. He screamed once, more in outrage than pain or terror, then tried to fight. Silent looked up at Darlin, smiling through tears. He sort of bowed with just his head and jumped. Goddamned madman. He hit the thing's back. Flesh splashed like water and burned like naphtha, though the flame was green. The thing started rolling over and over and over, leaving pieces of itself behind. Raven kept on looking for the spike. Darling started hammering stone with her fist, shedding silent tears. I was afraid she'd break something, she was so violent. She stopped, whirled, signed, "Have the wind whale take it now. It will never be weaker." I didn't have to tell Scar. He read sign. He flashed away. By the time he got back, the wind whale was pulling the thing apart again. I asked Wildbrand, "You think you can keep the pot boiling this time if we put the pieces back in?" She got a face like a fishwife looking for a fight.
"You do your part. I'll take care of mine."
"How do you plan to get the lid back on?"
That was easy.
"Scar, have one of the big guys put the top back on the pot. Maybe carry a few hundred tons of firewood, too."
Wildbrand gave me the look, checked her temper, said,
"Maybe you aren't stupid,"
and had her men help her down to the street. Down south, where the breaches were, there was mass confusion. People were heading out, a flood the Greys could not stem if they were bothering to try. The thing tumbled into the pot. The lid went on with a big, final clang. Raven screamed. He had found the silver spike. Or it had found him. By the time I looked at her, Darlin was hammering the wall again, both fists bloody. He had gotten hold of the thing with his naked hand.